plants move, but I could not believe it. To me and Hannah Hunt saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made a way from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah, and we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Our days were long, our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching the hours, though we live on the U.S. dollar. You and me, we got our own sense of time. Santa Barbara, Hannah cried, I miss those freezing beaches. I walked into town to buy some kindling for the fire, and I told the New York Times I've been to pieces. Trust you, then damn it, Hannah. There's no future, there's no answer. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time.
Black Stripes.
Or
White Keys.
Yeah.
Woo! Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
According to the webs, there are 26 people listening. Hello.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 yeah. FM.
I have no idea how accurate Shoutcast is, but to all 26 of you, I want to say have a great afternoon, have a great weekend, hope you're doing well.
Plus anyone else who is listening through like a radio.
Yeah.
Which would
I think this
be
only
majority.
Counts the internet. It
yeah,
doesn't
the,
count
I
the
it
FM.
Just
yeah.
The yeah.
So yeah, good stuff. That was Vampire Weekend, Hannah Hunt. That was the 2013 Vampire Weekend album that Pitchfork said was one in the top 20 of the entire decade of the 2010s. And I don't think I've listened to it all the way through, but I remember that striking me as like interesting choice there.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
I have some questions about it.
So
I like
we
the
have
album
some questions.
Art. It's just like a city.
It's true.
I can't tell
people
if it's
like those.
Fog or pollution that's covering it.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that, like, rainwater is, like, technically kind of unsafe to drink because it's the like acid. Full of pollution.
Yeah, and there's probably like stuff in there, like gas and other things that get put into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Man, what a world we live in.
This is a science radio show.
Obviously. We know so much about science.
We know all the things about science.
So, yeah, we have some tunes for you today.
I guess do you want to do a Fiona Apple one?
Oh, we're going to do a Fiona Apple song. This song is on the album that Pitchfork said was number 2 of the decade.
We're just going to go down the list.
I don't know. The other song reminded me how this album was also on that list, but it was like number 2.
Can we do number 3 next?
I don't remember what number 3 is. I just know that number 1, I don't remember what number the Vampire Weekend one was. I just know it was like pretty close. Like I'm pretty sure it was in the top 20 of like the 100 or 500. I don't know. How big was that list? I don't know.
I haven't seen this list. I have no idea.
Well, maybe we should look up this list.
Look at this list.
Yeah. And then this Fiona Apple album was number 2, and then Blonde by Frank Ocean was number 1, deservedly, but...
This album has a long name, too.
Yeah, it's a really long name.
It's not even showing up all the way on Spotify.
The Idler Wheel is what people call it, but it's, like, a way long... Like, that's the first 3 words, and there's, like... It's a whole sentence.
The Idler Wheel is wiser than the driver of the screw, and whipping cords will serve you more than ropes will ever do.
It's true.
I like how it rhymes.
Yeah, it's a little poem. So yeah, the song is Werewolf. I love this song. It's really good. We're a little more mellow so far today, but I think we'll kick it up at some point. You know, I mean, the weather is kind of gloomy. We're feeling the vibes.
Vibes. Yeah. Vibes. Okay.
Everybody likes vibes. You're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're happy you're here.
Yeah.
Let's listen to some Fiona Apple.
I could liken you to a werewolf the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity. But we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Love the wrong wind, a song ends in a minor key. Love the wrong wind, a song ends in a minor key. A song ends in a minor key.
Somebody needs to tell me what I'm supposed to do. Say that I'm not supposed to be in love with you. Say that you're too weird for me, and you leave eventually. And I'm the only one who ever believed in you. Somebody I'm the only one who ever believed in you.
yeah, you were so good.
Thank you. close the door on so many men. Would have loved you more. Soon everybody will ask what became of you. Cause your heart was dying fast and you didn't know what.
Hi.
We're back. We almost didn't come back because we were discussing our conspiracy theory we're going to talk about for our next break.
Yeah.
Our scheduled programming.
Our weekly segment.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had some songs for you. Some Fruit Bats. Some Death Cab for Cutie. Some Kitten. Some Better Than Ezra. That's all. That's what they were.
That's the list.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah. And right now, we're going to do a PSA for you because that's fun. We didn't prepare, though. I'm just going to open up the book. Whatever comes up, comes up.
I think we have to do this
one. Oh, the donations drive? We have a donations drive PSA. Trisha will read that for you while I find another PSA.
Donate. That's not part of the PSA, actually. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thank you for helping us keep it freeform.
Nice. So our other PSA today is the organ donation PSA. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. If you have a family member who needs a kidney, I think they'd really appreciate if you gave them your other kidney.
Give
or
your
someone
kidney.
With the same blood type.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know my blood type. I really feel like I should, but I don't.
I don't know mine. It's okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
How come this is just like things that you should know that you just don't know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like in an emergency situation, you might
like,
need
and you,
to know.
You, if you knew your blood type, that could like save your life.
But we don't know.
But we don't know.
And why haven't we bothered to find out?
I don't know. I just feel like it's never really been told to me, so I never thought to ask.
Well, I've definitely like seen it on a piece of paper and been like, oh, that's my blood type, and then forgotten. Immediately.
I guess next time I go to a doctor or get a blood test, I'm gonna be like, what's my blood type? I don't even know. But anyway, since we know so much about science here, you should donate your organs for people and for science.
Yeah, for people. Okay, this is really screwed up, but something that I think about a lot is, like, what if you're dating someone and then you give them your kidney and then you break up?
That'd be pretty sad. You can't just be like, I want my kidney back.
Well, yeah, because then they die.
Yeah, and, like, that's a very difficult thing to...
I don't know why I think about this all the time. I just feel like if I was, like, in the hypothetical scenario where I, like, have to give...
That's, like, that's worse than having a tattoo. You can get rid of a tattoo, like, even though it's painful.
But you can't get a kidney back.
You can't get a kidney back. Once that's out, you can't get it back.
But, like, it's okay, because I feel like it's, like, well, they're not, like, you saved someone's life. It's not like you... like it's not something that you can really regret.
No, it's true. It's true.
It's like that's a whole person, even if you...
They would have had to, like, really do you dirty if you wanted your kidney back.
Yeah, because that would mean that you wanted them dead, which is pretty bad.
Yeah, which is pretty bad. That's
hopefully you don't wish that on anyone.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I think about that. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Organ donation is good.
Yeah, donate your organs, especially your kidneys.
Yeah.
People need those.
Be an organ donor on your driver's license.
Yeah.
And I mean, it, you know, if you die, like, you don't need them anymore.
Yeah, what are you using those for?
Yeah,
like... You're not here.
You know, like, keep on giving, even after the great beyond.
Yeah. Don't you want that to be your legacy?
Yeah. I don't know. You can do some good with your body. You know?
Yeah. Everyone is very valuable.
Yes.
Your organs are worth a lot.
That sounded really messed up. Like, you were going to, like,
out there
sell them on the black market or something.
Would pay top dollar for your organs.
Oh, man. We need to stop.
If you ever feel bad about yourself, just remember how much you're actually worth in terms of organs. A lot.
Well, that's really sad.
So, we like music.
We do like music. We should stop talking about organs. So, we're going to play the new Soccer Mommy single called Shotgun. Album is coming out in June. Looking forward to it. And here it goes.
Coffee, menthol on your breath.
What's up? Oh, sorry, I forgot to turn the music off.
Non-stop music, even when we talk.
It's pretty wild. Non-stop. That's all I'm saying. So, you know what time it is. You know.
Do you?
Do you know? We have to play that song before on our at our last show.
That should be the very last song.
That should be the last song we play, yeah. Yes. So
doesn't that
come? I did it wrong, guys. I did it wrong. It's time for Oh wait. Why do I keep messing up? I think I'm just too excited.
Get it together.
I'm just too excited. Okay.
Okay.
It's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown.
Only one that time. I did enough. Like, I don't wanna make anyone uncomfortable
people
here.
Are, like, swerving into trees on the road.
Yeah, because they're so
sorry.
We're sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's time.
So we have a really cool conspiracy today. Because we are kind of, like, starting to run out of conspiracies to talk about, evidenced by our weird Tufts jumbo conspiracy. But I was like, hey, Trisha, are there any cat conspiracies? And fun fact, there are.
I said, I don't know.
I found one. Have not told Trisha all the information so that you can live react on the air.
Okay, I want to live react.
So there's a Vice article from 2013 on their motherboard series.
This is already a good start.
Yes. Are cats spies sent by aliens? A deep examination of one of the internet's best conspiracy theories. So they kind of detail this conspiracy theory and then give their own commentary, but I am just going to tell you the tenets of the conspiracy theory that was told online. I'm not going to tell you what they think because then we'll be here all day and we don't have much time.
No.
So let's get into it. The evidence that cats are aliens and they're like spying on us, like the aliens sent them. There is no documentation before ancient Egypt that mentions the existence of cats, and in ancient Egypt they were worshipped as gifts from the gods. Like, weren't they, like, the gatekeepers of the underworld, too, or something?
Yeah, isn't, like, the entire premise of Ancient Aliens that aliens built the, like, pyramids? So that seems like a perfect time for cats to come.
Yeah, no, yeah, that does seem like a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just were like, here you go.
They gave the cats to the Egyptians.
I mean, I think apparently, like, they do have, like, archaeological evidence of, like, cats earlier than that, but they don't know if they were, like, domesticated or not.
All that evidence was fabricated.
Obviously. Okay, so science is baffled by a cat's purr and cannot determine how the sound is produced. Feedback much? I didn't know that they don't understand how purring works. I think that's really crazy.
That
like, how come they can't explain that? I feel like you can explain everything.
Yeah, there's like, if you can explain how the universe started, but you can't explain why cats purr.
Yeah, that's like funny how like, this reminds me, Danny listens to this podcast about PlayStation, and so apparently a big deal in the video game community is that there's no way to emulate the PS3 right now, because that hardware is very unlike the current hardware. And they're just like, I don't get it. Like, you can put a man on the moon, you can do all this stuff, but you can't emulate the PS3. This is like the same thing. Like, you can do all these things, but you can't figure out why cat purrs.
Exactly.
Like, okay. Just saying. All right, what's our next tidbit here? If you hold a cat's ears back and describe what you see, it is a perfect match to the classic gray alien with its almond-shaped eyes, small mouth, and small nose. I can attest that they look really weird when you pull their ears back. So that one it's got a lot of basis, that point there.
They do kind of look like aliens.
They do. A cat can see exponentially better than you, making it appear that it must be more advanced evolutionarily speaking. How?
How?
Well, they see much better in the dark, that's for sure.
Yeah. I bet aliens can see in the dark.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. Ever watch a cat wake from a deep sleep and run out of the room in an instant? Transmissions from the mothership coming in, and they must be alone.
Like, when your cat's, like, running around at night.
It's just them, like, getting messages.
Yeah.
They're communicating.
Communicating with aliens.
Okay, all things that come out of cats are totally unnatural, not of this earth. That doesn't make sense, that point. They do natural things, whatever. Okay. cats survive situations that any earthbound animal would surely perish in. How can a cat fall out of a four-story building backwards and land on its feet? Anti-gravity properties. Okay, this is a lie. Like, they would land on their feet, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't die. I mean, like, the impact.
The impact is, you can't.
Yeah.
Negate that.
Yeah.
Just because they do land on their
feet. Yeah.
The landing on their feet process, though, that seems, like, pretty advanced that they can do that.
Yeah, they've got a good sense of, like, balance.
It's, like, really suspicious. Like, humans, like, most of us can't do backflips, but, like, cats can land on their feet, and we're the most advanced species. Like, cats are clearly more advanced than us.
I don't know. Is this true? Can, like, a cat really come out of a four-story building and, like, not die?
I don't know about the not dying part, but they will land on their feet because they turn in the air. Like,
yeah.
Acrobats.
Okay, if you die, your cats will eat you. Not really a link between cats and aliens, but still pretty creepy. I mean, that is true. Dogs can as well, but cats are more likely to eat you when you die.
Wait, they're more likely to eat you than dogs?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just remember seeing that. We'll have to get some literature on this fact.
Wow. Remind me not to get a cat. I'm so scared now.
Anyway, that's all the facts they have for us on why cats are aliens.
Do you think your cat would eat you if you died?
Maybe.
Do you think he's an alien?
Sometimes.
Do you have any evidence?
Well, you know how, like, cats... And sometimes dogs, they'll just, like, look at stuff or, like, meow or bark at stuff that's, like, you're like, what are you barking at? There's nothing there. And, you know, maybe it's a ghost. Maybe they're just weird. Or maybe they're an alien.
Communicating with the other aliens.
Yeah, maybe.
I have not heard that explanation before. I feel like the explanation is always, oh, animals can sense ghosts. But it's not animals can sense aliens, because they are aliens. Why has no one thought about that except for Vice News, apparently?
Well, apparently they got this off of some, like, chat board in, like, the UK or something.
Why has no one thought about this except for that chat board in the UK?
I don't know, because they're obviously have... Their minds are just expanded or something.
Yeah. And my mind is still stuck on the part where they don't understand how cats make purrs.
Yeah. Also, do you ever... Cats do this weird sound when they're in their, like, predatory, like, hunting mode. So, like, whenever my cat sees the light reflections on the wall, he does these, like, ak-ak-ak sounds.
Ak-ak-ak?
Yeah, that's what they sound like. They're like, ak-ak-ak. They're, like, chattering sounds. They're really weird, but it's kind of cool.
So do you think he would make those noises if he was, like, actually hunting in the wild?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would pay to see your cat hunt. That would be so cool.
I wonder how he'd do. He's very needy.
But, like, you know, if he's good at chasing the light, I'm sure he could be good at chasing a rat.
Maybe.
I mean, that's what cats subsist off of, like, rats and stuff, probably, right? I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Gotcha.
I
don't, yeah, like, I don't know. And, like squirrels, maybe, squirrels. Or small animals.
Small. Do you think cats eat, like... Okay, I was going to say bugs, but I don't think they eat bugs.
They might. I don't know.
Like, there's no meat there.
I know, but it's like snack, you know?
I mean, if they're aliens...
Hold, like, you over to the next bigger catch.
Like, if they're aliens, there's no telling what they eat.
That's true. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
They might not even need to
eat. Maybe that's why they're so picky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're used to finer foods from a finer planet.
Yeah. For sure. Anyways, I think we have to end a little early today because our next person.
Oh my god,
we're
supposed to end like right now.
Yep, so.
Thanks for listening to WMFO Medford.
Tufts 91.5 WMFO.
Yep, bye.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Our next person is uploading a show, yeah, so we have to get off. But thanks and bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Oh, baby, if you find yourself in trouble, well, you know you can call my name. I'll be there on the double, 'cause you got what I want today. You give me good love.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.